Around 20 people gathered outside the federal courthouse in downtown Tampa yesterday, demanding Leonard Peltier's release. The 77-year-old is incarcerated just an hour north of Tampa at Coleman Correctional Institution. Carol Gokey with International Leonard Peltier Defense Committee says she spoke with Peltier last week before he tested positive for COVID-19.
COVID test was not given to him till later on, probably at least 5 p.m. It wasn't until 7 p.m. that night, after Leonard had spent over 10 hours in the general public, that they got him down to the medical unit.
Since then, Peltier has been in the isolation unit of the prison. If his condition worsens, he'll be moved to a hospital. He also suffers from diabetes, kidney disease, high blood pressure, and an aortic aneurysm. Robert Rosa with Florida Indigenous Alliance says his people just want him released.
What he stands for is what they're scared of. And if that scares them, how many of us standing up will scare them to release him?
Jean Roach with the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe says Peltier protected her and her tribe the day the FBI acted violently against her family. Roach says now he needs their help and immediate medical attention.
In the early moments of COVID, the early days, you can get treatment. He does not have access to this. Being in an isolation unit does not mean a hospital.
Activists say Leonard Peltier has been wrongfully imprisoned for 46 years for killing two FBI agents. James Reynolds, the prosecutor in Peltier's case, wrote to President Biden last year asking for Peltier's sentence to be commuted. Gokey says the time for Biden to act is now.
46 years for a crime we have proven he did not commit. We have proof. We have the original U.S. prosecuting attorney's office saying we're sorry. We're sorry, but we screwed up, and we think that Leonard Peltier should be released. Joe Biden, we need you to hear us right now.
For WMNF News, I'm Ariel Stevenson in Tampa.